opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ticket text flooding in. Your thoughts if the Lions' offensive line takes a step back all the way out of the top 10, does it mean they won't win the Super Bowl? Pro Football Focus has them falling. They have them 13th.
Yeah.
And I get it. You lose
Frank
and you lose Zeitler. Those are two vets, proven performers.
Decker getting a year older. Yeah. Glasgow didn't have a great year last year.
You're going to start a rookie on this offensive line, and you're going to start potentially two guys who have very little experience.
Right.
Maybe they get molded like clay, and at the end of the year, they look great. But out of the box, they are significantly worse than they were last year.
And you made a great point that Hank Fraley, he can do a lot of really good things, but the offensive line that you see in September, you might not see in February as far as the quality should get better, you know, barring their health concerns. By the way, I do want to mention the pitcher that I forgot how to pronounce it. It's Ryan Pepiot.
Yes.
Who the last time he faced the Tigers, 5 innings, 3 hits, 1 earned run, 7 strikeouts. So,
who are the Tigers throwing tonight?
Flaherty.
Yeah. Okay. We'll see what kind of Jack we get today.
Mm-hmm.
Texter says, I get the O-line takes a step back and they need to be top 10, but we also need our D-line to step up and be top 10 to lessen the blow, which leads me to why is Zadarius still not back?
I'm more worried about the interior without McNeil. That's what I'm worried about. And DJ Reader did not have a great season last season.
How much of that is he was injured coming into the season? Did we get kind of the last hurrah? Because I know he's at the end of his career.
I know. This will be it for him this year.
It's him and a rookie. Yeah. So you got two ends of the spectrum, and fair. Ticket Texture says, we're still top 3 in the league. Stop overreacting. Ridiculous.
Okay. 248-539-9797. Tell us why. Why are we still top 3 in the league?
Because he's a Lions fan and wants to be top 3. I mean, I hate to be smarmy about it, but that's what it is.
Yeah.
There's no rationale in saying we're going to lose an all-pro. Well, Frank was old. Yeah, he was elite.
Yes.
He was elite. No matter how banged up he was elite. You're not elite at that position. Zeitler was a guy who was a Pro Bowl guard in his first year with the Lions. Mm-hmm. But 2 years ago.
Yes.
Replacing those guys, you're not even recognizing how good they were. It's like disrespectful to how good of football players those guys are.
Look, they can't run every run play to the right side behind Sewell, as great as he is.
I know.
So when Ragnow retired, we talked about this is all about coaching and game planning.
Yeah.
They're going to show just how good of coaches they are. I do believe with Hank Fraley, they're in good hands, but ultimately let's just say they're where they're ranked. You can still win that way. It's not like they're in the bottom.
I don't think this team can win without a top 10 O-line.
Jim, is 12 or 13? What was it?
13th.
Okay. That's still above the middle ground.
Yeah, but the goal is not to be the middle ground. The goal is to be the last team standing holding the Lombardi Trophy.
Right, so exactly. If they stay healthy, which I think is critical to what's happened with Ragnow, and these young guys grow as the season goes, and yeah, you're going to have your games early where they look a little rugged.
Yeah.
But if the O-line grows throughout the season, game planning. I think running the ball outside with Gibbs more. I think having a sixth offensive lineman there earlier in the year. All these things, keeping LaPorta in more. Brock Wright. If they game plan it, you can mask it. That's what the Chiefs did when the Chiefs had their bad O-line. They still got to the Super Bowl, but the injuries absolutely crippled them.
The Chiefs had a couple things going for them that the Lions do not. They were the number one defense, right? They had Spagnuolo with the blitzes. Mm-hmm. They had Chris Jones. They were the number one defense. I'm not forecasting the Lions to be one of the two or three best defenses in football. The other thing, I don't even need to say it. We all know it.
Right.
They have Patrick Mahomes. So when the line breaks down, he can do wizard stuff.
Up until when they played the Bucks, where the injuries just absolutely crippled them. Even the best quarterback in football got exposed in that game.
So Goff will as well, would be my concern.
That's why I'm saying their health had... You're not listening. The health. They have to stay healthy, and they have to grow throughout the year. Just because they're 13th now doesn't mean that they can't be 9th.
I said if they end the year... If they're the 13th offensive line this season.
Right.
If the season plays out and we don't have a top 10 unit,
right,
they won't run the ball as well. Goff's going to get hit more.
Right.
He's going to turn it over more. They can't lean on an elite defense. They will not win the Super Bowl.
We're not saying that they can't get better than where they're ranked right now.
If at the end of the year they end up with like the 6th offensive line, well, okay, now that's different.
Right.
But if they have a pronounced step back up front,
right,
that is the engine of this
question.
Football team.
Yes.
We're not getting off the starting blocks.
Right.
But if you have a defense where maybe Terrion Arnold doesn't have a PFF grade at 51 or whatever it was last year, again, to me, let the defense pick up some of the slack.
Oh, yeah. You know? The problem is up front.
Exactly. The Chiefs are the example of what you just used that. The defense, it's other people have to step up. This has been, they wasted the best years when they had their best offensive line, right?
Yeah.
And this is what happens. This is the first little chink in their armor, and there's going to be a lot more when you can't keep everybody.
Texter says, in the end, the O-line is Ratlidge and Mahogany. They need to be solid. They need to hold down the line. Yeah, it comes down to two young players who have
correct.
A combined one start.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And look, Decker has to even maintain or even get better and not age, which is not going
to
be easy.
Stoney, I got bad news for him.
Well, he's playing.
We're all getting older every single day.
Believe me, I know. But... You understand what I'm saying.
I know what you mean.
The older you get, usually
he needs to maintain a level of play that solidifies the offensive line.
Right. That's simple.
Gibbs running the ball more. Tom, you had a question about Jahmyr Gibbs in the midst of all this that we were discussing pre-show.
This is a little juicy. Now, it is fantasy football related, but we're getting that time of the year. And a lot of people, like ESPN, had their running back rankings. This is not for fantasy. He was ranked number 3rd among running backs.
Yes.
And I find that intriguing. And Barkley was 1. Who was 2?
Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry, which I wouldn't put him ahead of Gibbs. I wouldn't. But an intriguing fantasy question. Does anybody out there have the cojones and guts to draft Jahmyr Gibbs number 1 in a fantasy football draft? My reasoning is, obviously, Barkley is the number 1. You're doing something a little outside the box. You're taking that dart and you're trying to hit Jahmyr Gibbs when he explodes, like Marshall Faulk did back in the day, a Priest Holmes did, LaDainian Tomlinson did it. That you're going to have the guts to draft him 1 because you're projecting he will be the best.
So they call it a league winner.
Yes.
A pick you make that wins you the league.
Yes.
His best case scenario are the guys you mentioned. I wouldn't take him number 1, though, because in addition to the offensive line conversation we've been having, he shares workload. So the backs going ahead of him right now in like paid fantasy drafts, and they're already underway, are Barkley and Bijan. And you may believe that Gibbs is better than Bijan. I'm not here to fight you. Bijan had 60 more touches last year in a year where Gibbs ran without Montgomery for a significant chunk of the season.
Mm-hmm.
If Bijan's going to touch it 75 to 100 times more than Jahmyr Gibbs, I'm drafting Bijan on volume alone. I mean, that's a huge part of fantasy football.
So my case for doing this is that he shared the workload last year, and he had 20 touchdowns.
He's great.
Don't you think Gibbs is going to touch the ball more this year than last
year? Yes.
But aren't they also going to manage him because they are going to be playing for January? Like, they're not going to run this guy into the ground in September and October.
His big playability, you get bonuses in certain scoring structures
100-point games.
Look,
stuff
again,
like that.
I think it takes a if you have the number one pick and it's Barkley or Gibbs, that's who I would actually rule because I would go running back. I wouldn't go Chase or Jefferson. So
the top five right now on a lot of these drafts are Chase 1, Barkley 2, Jefferson 3, Bijan 4, and Gibbs 5. And Gibbs, the case is there for him to hit the ceiling, but there's guys that are safer ahead of him.
But the thing with Chase to me is you have Higgins there as well.
Didn't hurt him a year ago.
I understand that, but you're taking a chance on, as you like to use the term, being vultured a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The other person that you mentioned, what was the Barkley? I agree with
Justin Jefferson.
Justin Jefferson, yeah. He's having question mark at quarterback.
Yeah.
He did going into last year and he lit it up. So Justin Jefferson did just fine. I just would, in this season, especially with the NFL shifting back to running the ball a little bit more, I think running backs should be 1-2 at least this year, maybe 3.
So the board at running back, you mentioned Derrick Henry. He's a guy that goes tail end of the first round. Christian McCaffrey is a guy that's going in the first round. Would you bet on his ceiling? The Niners have, quote, an easy schedule this year. If you're just saying, I want to roll the dice on who could have the highest ceiling, he's not sharing carries.
No, but you're also...
I know.
You're rolling the dice with his health.
I know you are.
And he stayed pretty healthy last year, didn't he?
McCaffrey?
No.
It was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Interesting. I just thought it'd be like, are there people... I don't think you're being a lion slappy if you do this. I think you're playing to win the league, like you said. This is a situation where you're like, okay, I'm not afraid to do this. I'm taking the chance, but it could pay off big time.
248-539-9797. Two Grand Slam coming up at 725. It's 97.1. All right, guys. Been telling you about Brightside. And if you are in the market for a straighter smile and you don't want to break the bank, Brightside Dental is your spot. And this is what it comes down to. If you've been looking at Invisalign, they've got no pressure. They'll have a consultation with you. They'll answer all the questions you have. And if it makes sense, you can start your Invisalign journey for as low as $59 a month. Straight teeth, straightforward pricing. That's something to smile about. Mention Jim Costa in the morning show. Lock in that price. Call 1-800-PAINLESS. Go to brightsidedental.com. That's Brightside Dental. No judgment, just care.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
.97 Sun's coming up. Good morning. Got the two Grand Slam coming up at 7:25. 5 minutes away, you could win $2,000. Sounds good.
Absolutely.
7:35, a conversation about Amazon Prime Day. If your house is like my house, you're inundated with packages. Some of them helpful, many of them frivolous.
Yeah.
So I want to have a conversation later this hour about things that you bought you totally didn't need. And whether it worked out or you made a hilarious mistake. We'll do that later in the hour. Stoney Ticket Techs on the Lions offensive line. PFF says step back outside the top 10. They ranked him 13th. I said that's not good enough to win a Super Bowl. Texter says Decker's always hurt. We're not that good up front. They are concerned. Even if the offense plays just as good as last year, we need to be able to lean on our defense more to win a Super Bowl. We saw that against the Commanders. They need more stops and to be healthy.
And McNeil probably won't be back till around Thanksgiving, right?
Right, but then has a ramp-up period, and he's ready to go in January.
Right.
Playing his best ball in January, you hope.
Hopefully. Hopefully they'll be playing in January.
Anthony in Ann Arbor says, the Lions didn't have a top 10 pass-blocking line last year, according to PFF. Lots of room for improvement.
But they could run block last year.
And what if they're not as good?
Yeah.
That's the fear we have. Gov brought up drafting Jahmyr Gibbs number one in fantasy football. Texter says, why would you draft a running back who splits carries and lost two-fifths of their offensive line first overall in fantasy? Come on, take the bias out of it.
I mean, that's rational thinking, but...
You just think he's special and could have that Marshall Faulk, LaDainian Tomlinson kind of year.
Yeah, I think...
They could feed him because short passes and lean on the ground game.
I think because of their situation and needing to run outside more, I think they'll feature him. I mean, last year it was still Montgomery, right?
But like Montgomery got hurt, and he still
that
didn't.
Was late though. I mean, like here's my expectation. I think if they're playing that Rams situation again last year, where they went Montgomery, remember in OT, I think Gibbs is going to be out there now. I do. I think
I want that to happen late in the season. I want to use both of them to keep Gibbs fresh, so then next year in the postseason they could do what they didn't do, which is feed him.
Correct.
I think you'll see games where Montgomery's fed the ball 8 to 10 times. Okay. So the split is going to get more in Gibbs' favor and his explosivity. That's why I think I butchered that a little bit. But anyways, like Marshall Faulk did when he came on the scene, or Tomlinson in the passing game. Like I think this is the year where he could be really special.
Tom, you're not crazy. Todd in the car says, I was just thinking about this a half hour ago. Gibbs would be my number one fantasy football pick if I had the choice. Todd just driving into work today thinking about fantasy football. I love it.
This isn't biased. The guy had 20 touchdowns last year.
Yeah. Right.
It is a reach. When we started talking about it, I said...
He's going top five right now. It's not crazy.
If you're projecting that he could end up being the best player this year, nobody had Saquon last year at this time. Nobody.
Yeah, Saquon was not a first round pick in a lot of fantasy.
I'm scared
leagues.
He gets hurt.
What if he gets hurt?
Right.
I mean, I'm concerned this year for Saquon. You have almost 500 touches. It's all downhill from here. Texter says no. Jamar Chase should be number one overall because Monty will eat into goal line touches. Can Gibbs replicate 20 touchdowns if he's not getting goal line touches? And another one, this is Drew on 94, says Monty's going to steal too much around the goal line. No to one overall.
What round do you draft Montgomery?
He's going like 68, 69 in leagues, so depending on how many people are in your league.
Well, the OC's gone. That's going to have receivers throw touchdowns and have an empty backfield on third and one. So,
hey, guys, we got this event coming up this month, July 16th. 97 won the ticket, and Detroit Pal have the middle school combine going at the Detroit Corner Ballpark. It's where the old Tiger Stadium was. So this is how it works. First through eighth graders can compete. You're going to get great coaching, develop skills. There's some prizes. Registration is open right now for all boys and girls. You can register for free, DetroitPal.org/events or 971theticket.com.
Now, is John going to be there to, like, to, you know, instruct at the combine about how to, like, pass block?
I think we're both going to be there that morning doing
the
show.
No, I know, but with all due respect, I'm not asking.
I was a high school offensive lineman, Stoney. I can get into pass set.
Okay.
I can show him the sled.
Shame on me.
I don't look like a high school offensive lineman. Yeah, I don't know what John's role is going to be. I don't know if he's going to have Jack involved at all. Yes. I mean, Jack's going into high school. He'd be on the peak. He'd probably want to be the better athletes out there.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, if you want to compete in the two Grand Slam, now's your chance to call in 248-539-9797. We'll get to that in just a second. Couple more thoughts on what to do with your fantasy draft. Texter says, I drafted CMC first last year, so I'm not the guy to ask. But yes, Gibbs seems like a decent pick. And this text says, what about the possibility that both backs are on the field more this year?
At the same time.
At the same time. Yeah. So now you're not worrying about Montgomery cutting into Gibbs' workload. If his snap share is going up, they're both on the field. They've whispered about that for years, that
Correct.
They both play at the same time. We haven't really seen it in large doses.
Which would be nice. You put, you know, Gibbs in motion. You put Montgomery in motion, too. You never know.
You get one of those guys with a head of steam slash a mm-hmm. favorable matchup on right. one side of the line.
Yeah.
Let's say you send one guy in motion. Gibbs is going in motion, and you have to respect him because he's going to have a head of steam. So the linebackers flow east and west, and then counter the other way is Montgomery, and it's one of these offensive linemen pulling.
Yeah.
And you got numbers, and you got attitude, and you're going the other way. Maybe that's a wrinkle we see more of this season. Let's get to the two Grand Slam. All right, if you're new to this, it's 60 seconds. You got to get all 10 right to win $2,000. You get $25 for each question you answer correctly. Use your time wisely. You can pass if you don't know the answer, and we'll get back to it if there's time in the 60 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Stoney, they like to give me a hard time because we haven't had many winners since I took over in the show.
I think you were in for the last winner. Yes, exactly. Well,
let's make it happen.
Yeah, karma.
Our contestant today is Brett in Monroe. Brett, good morning.
How you doing?
Good.
You ready, Brett?
Feeling lucky?
Yeah. I don't remember if you guys remember the last time I played. It was when I played and my dad called in and did the same thing. Remember that?
No.
Vaguely?
Oh, okay. It was
How'd
like,
you do?
It was, I got three right.
Okay. We're going to do better today, Brett.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. The clock will start when I read the first question. How many Tiger players made the 2025 MLB All-Star Game?
Four.
The city is hosting the 2025 MLB All-Star Game.
Atlanta.
Kevin Durant currently plays for this team.
Rockets.
This Canadian singer had the 2010 hit Baby.
Justin Bieber.
This Detroit Tiger wears the jersey number 8.
Pass.
Vlad Gavrikov signed with this team last week.
Rangers.
He played Gore in Thor, Love and Thunder.
Christian Bale.
Will a 2025 Ryder Cup be played in the U.S. or in Europe?
U.S.
Jefferson City is the capital of this state.
Virginia.
Baker Mayfield was originally drafted by this team.
Browns.
This Detroit Tiger wears the jersey number 8.
Veerling.
Got 9. Nice job.
Oh,
nice job. And you know what? For your consolation prize, you're going to take an all-expenses-paid trip to Jefferson City, Missouri.
Oh, dang.
That's the only one you missed. Nice job.
I didn't want to screw it up for you, so I was just trying to keep track of what you passed. You only passed the one. You went back. You got it.
Yep.
9.
Way to use your time wisely to go back and get Veerling. You're not good on state capitals, huh?
I guess not.
What did he guess?
Last time I
Virginia.
He guessed Virginia.
I got a question about Copenhagen, so I guess that's better.
Yeah. Nice job.
Nice job. Quick math is $225.
Yeah.
We'll put you on hold. Make sure you get paid. Man.
That would have been close. That would have been great. The two Grand Slam each and every Tuesday brought to you by Feminino Law.
How are we feeling about the performance?
I'm really good.
I'm heartbroken for him, though, because that's 9's tough.
Yes. When he, you know, after he passed on Veerling, I was like, then when he got Christian Bale,
I go, okay, this is happening.
Yes.
Is it easier to have the city or the state when we play Capitals?
I don't know. I'm pretty good. I know them all, and I've known them since I was like seven.
Is this drilled in when you were in school?
Yes.
I think it is easier to be given the city and then recognize that it is a capital and then get the state from there.
Yeah.
It is.
So this was the easier version of it. Jefferson City is the capital of this state. Did we need to go through this? You got them all except that one.
Yeah.
We can do a rapid fire. Four Tigers currently in the All-Star game. Atlanta is the site of the All-Star game. Kevin Durant currently plays for this team. After a massive trade, it's the Houston Rockets. Canadian singer had the 2010 hit Baby, Justin Bieber. Veerling wears the number 8. Vlad Gavrikov signed with this team last week. Wish it was Detroit. It's the Rangers. Mm-hmm. Gore and Thor is Christian Bale. The Ryder Cup, 50-50 shot. It's in the U.S. Jefferson City, Missouri, and Baker Mayfield drafted by the Browns.
So if you were playing, how many would you have got?
I would not have got Christian Bale.
That's it for me.
I think that would have been the only one I wouldn't get.
Me too.
You never know at the time, though. You might panic and screw up.
Well, that's obviously
true. But I knew 9 of the 10.
Did you know the Ryder Cup, or would you know it's 50-50?
I would have just guessed, yeah.
But Stoney always gets 9 out of 10. Don't you know that, Jim?
Oh, it's old.
Yeah, I know. It's the way it is. You know? What can I say?
All right, we are going to get to McKinstry the night he had and the campaigning going on with this ball club coming up at 8 o'clock. Coming up next, Prime Days are here. What have you bought that you totally didn't need? Did it work out? Any hilarious mistakes? We'll do it next. 97.1.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dan Dickerson's call, AJ Hinch after the game. Talk about it at 8 o'clock, top of the hour. McKinstry's case for the All-Star game. Could he get in still? By the way, got a ticket text. I want you to address this, Stoney.
Okay.
Good morning. Stoney, if and when are you guys doing the Stoney and Wojo Invitational this year, Ryan, in Dallas?
A week from tomorrow, July 16th. And I believe there will be it's kind of either the fifth or sixth year we've done it. Obviously, the original went back to the old, old days that Gov used to put together some great stuff. So we're going to do, I think, one region, I believe, is going to be stuff from, you know, the Valente, Mike and Rico show from this year. Mm-hmm. I think two regions, I believe, were going to be like vintage stuff over the time period, you know, like, you know, good afternoon, that type of stuff. And we're going to have one region of old Stoney and Wojo for the first time. So, you know, like I slept in the same bed as my sister, that stuff.
We're going to have some drops from the 90s, baby.
Mm-hmm.
A week from tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about the 90s. I think most of the archiving happened after 2000.
Wasn't? I don't know.
I don't know if anything made it out of downtown Detroit, though.
No.
The garage.
Yeah, maybe not. I don't know.
And it has to be. So is there anything from the station as a whole? Or it's just what the one region is just what they did in the afternoons?
Well, yeah.
What I'm asking about is
what they play on their show.
Oh, I was wondering if this had a chance.
Yes.
Okay.
It's Tecumseh Tom in it.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe a spicy garlic guy.
No, that's old.
Well, no, there's...
That's not a vintage drop, though. I mean, you're talking... If it's one region of vintage...
I'm not picking them.
That's not one of the best 16 drops ever. No. Something vintage will win. Either their vintage or your guys' vintage.
I don't know. The one from this year... I think they're going very fast or whatever. I think I love that job. That,
oh, from yes. The hockey guy?
Yeah.
People
yeah.
love that one. Yeah. That's a good one.
That's definitely a good one.
Anyway.
It's a week from Wednesday.
A week from Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. This is always a fun day that you guys have in mm-hmm. the summer. Today is the start of Prime Days. Better known in my house is, what is this random stuff that's on our doorstep? But we want you guys to participate in this conversation. Have you bought something you totally didn't need? Did it work out? And do you have any hilarious mistakes? I cannot be the only one whose partner, and maybe it's you, who's just ordering stuff that you, on a whim, that you think you're going to need, and then you end up returning or you never used to begin with. But sometimes you find a gem or two along the way. 248-539-9797.
I don't really order much at all from Amazon unless it's a gift for somebody. I have ordered like a case of golf balls, which are fine.
Sure.
That's definitely not on Prime Day. I don't know why. You should. It's
the deals or whatever.
Great deals. My wife buys a lot of stuff. Not necessarily today. You know, shoes, clothes, coffee, stuff for the dogs.
Sure.
So I asked her if there's anything that she like didn't get, you know, by mistake or, you know.
Yeah, anything that was noteworthy.
Right. Well, she said she ordered 5 short jackets to wear with a dress. Ended up returning them all, but must have got the bags they came mixed up when I returned them because I was notified that I did not return the correct item. I was charged for it despite trying to explain to customer service what happened.
Oh, my gosh. That's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
So I had Kelsey going back through. I go, last year, last 2 years, just because it's all a blur to me. I mean,
right.
Some of it doesn't even make it in the house and it ends up getting sent back. So I go, what have we had in the last 2 or so years here? And she pointed out we ordered one of those like ice cream makers, the Ninja Creamy. We never end up really using it. It's one of those gadgets.
My daughter got one. I don't know, and she uses it though.
Well, good for her. I mean, it's a way to make in theory healthier ice cream. But our conclusion was when we want ice cream,
we'll go to Ray's or something.
Yeah, there you go. But you don't want to skimp when you want ice cream. You don't cheat it. You have ice cream.
Yes.
So we ended up not using it, and I think we ended up returning it. We don't have it anymore. She recently ordered for herself, and this is, I make fun of her, it's like a little kid thing to do, flavored toothpaste, like mango flavored and like bomb pop flavored toothpaste.
Most of the toothpaste has kind of mint flavor
that's
anyway.
What I'm used to. Yes. This is like so you don't have minty toothpaste.
Okay.
She bought a balance board a couple years ago. Back when like standing desks were starting to become more popular and you're working from home and it's this thing like you stand and helps your balance. Well, it was stupid. She didn't like it. And when she went to send it back, they asked her to do a Zoom like explaining why she wanted to. She's like, I'm not doing that. I'm just sending it back. I don't want this. The dumb stuff you buy on a whim. We currently have a treadmill that I swore I'd never use that I use multiple times a week now.
Oh, good.
It's like a little one. It's not like a you know, super expensive one, but it's just something to get some steps when it's either really hot and humid or super miserable in the winter. I also wrote down Jason Tatum fart gummies.
Excuse me?
Yes. So she bought these gummies. They're apparently either made by or endorsed by Jason Tatum. They're your sugar-free, plant-based gummies, and you can tell what that entails.
Yes. Yeah.
I'd eat a bag of them. One day I ate two bags of them. Didn't want to be anywhere near me.
Wait, what?
Jason Tatum fart gummies.
Is that what they were called?
No, that's what they are.
Oh,
they are meant to be, and they tasted good. The problem is they tasted so good, I had two bags of them, and it was...
Well, the problem is, not to go in that direction, is they probably have a lot of sorbitol in there.
What is sorbitol?
Sorbitol is basically baby laxative, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, no.
So I love Pez.
Okay.
And years ago, I'm talking like maybe 15, 20 years ago, I would get like the 6 packs of Pez and eat them all within like 2 minutes. I just chug them. I mean, just crunch. Anyway, so I realized eating that much sugar is probably not healthy, that I should probably get the sugar-free Pez.
Sure.
So I'd have a lot of Pez, a lot of sugar-free Pez.
Sugar-free stuff, man.
Yeah, sorbitol. Okay, a lot of baby laxative.
I farted.
More than farting. I mean, I was on the throne for a long time because you had so much sorbitol in your system. It's laxative.
Blow it out your backside.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, then.
Stoney, you should take advantage of Prime Days and get onion rings. They do sell them. 2 for 1. Come on.
Do you guys have anything? Like, I don't know how often you guys shop.
My wife does it all.
Okay.
It's like, whatever.
But has everything shown up at the door and you go, why do we buy this?
Some stuff I don't even, it's there. I don't even open. I mean,
we had a dog pool show up like 2 weeks ago. I don't know why. It's still sitting in the box. And yeah, I don't know why.
Because on a whim, they go, hey, it's hot and the dog might need it. And it was on sale. Right. And I got it bundled free shipping.
And then you find out your dog doesn't like to be in the water. You know, we've had that happen.
Yep.
Nothing crazy though. I actually wonder, like, do people take advantage of this and do early Christmas shopping?
Oh, I bet.
They should.
I
mean,
it's so hard to get in that mode this time of year, but it's actually, you know what? Supplies are high probably on stuff that wouldn't be at the holidays.
Yeah.
Getting good deals.
You really should, but, you know, nobody thinks like that. It's like, you know, if it's 75, 80 degrees, you don't want to sit inside and hang out with a computer and just try to figure out what so-and-so needs for Christmas or whatever. I mean, I get it. It's, and they do have some really good deals. Maybe today I will look at it and see what they have.
It's a great opportunity, like, for sports equipment, too.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You mentioned golf, but also...
Kid stuff.
Cleats. Yeah.
Okay, so, by the way, what do bats cost these days for you?
Oh, Stoney, we haven't gone to the dark place yet, the $300 bat, but it's disgusting.
What's more expensive, hockey sticks or bats? On average. Because I know hockey equipment has always been expensive.
Probably.
And if you want the right stick that's, you know,
I think it's the bat. I think the bat's overrated. Coaching, and I see these kids use these bats, and the ball comes off soft, and I've seen a kid use a cheap bat and clock one. You know, I just think the wasting of money that parents do on 10-year-olds getting bats is just out of control. Versus a hockey stick, because of slap shots and technology, I do think that's probably more important versus what I used back in the day, which was just a wooden coho.
Yeah, the coho, the Victoriaville Sherwood, absolutely. And they were
still wrist shot. I think you can kind of do the same.
Yeah,
but a slap shot.
But now the blades. How you watch NHL games? All the sticks break all the time. It's ridiculous.
Remember the illegal Kerr stick? That's something missing from sports that used to be when somebody got called out for using an overcurved stick. The drama in the arena, and it's not there anymore.
Well, that's how the Canadians. The last time a team from Canada won the Stanley Cup was '93 in Game 2, I believe.
Check your stick.
They checked McSorley's stick. And they had a goal taken away or something crazy like that have happened.
Was it the Wings and Avs? There was some goalie stick checking.
Oh, yeah, that was
back in the day with the goalie sticks. Yeah, yes. With Wah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. Things that you bought you totally didn't need. Did it end up working out? Any hilarious mistakes? I'm sure plenty of that stuff's going to show up at your door starting today. Whether it's you or your partner, prime days are here. We'll get to Zach McKinstry, the all-star case, and the Tiger win last night. Coming up top of the hour, it's 97.1.
What's not a mistake to purchase is a Planet Fitness membership. I go to Planet Fitness, love it. Here's the deal. I go to one in West Bluefield, and I'm not one of those guys, as you know, Jim. I'm not pumping iron all the time. I'm on the treadmill. I'm a cardio guy. You know, Gov's a garlic wing guy. I'm a cardio guy. Anyway, at Planet Fitness, it's a judgment-free zone. You go there, you relax, you feel better mentally, and if you want to do the weights, all of them have new plate-loaded machines like the hack squat, supine benches. There's over 2,700 clubs around this nation, 50 in the Detroit area. And what's great, they have the Black Card membership. It's just $24.99 a month, and right now you can get it for just $1 down. And what that does is it lets you, you know, relax afterwards, have the hydro massage therapy chairs and all that kind of great stuff. And you can use it at any club nationwide if you get the Black Card membership. Find your nearest club and join today, in-club, online, or on the free Planet Fitness app. Remember, there's, like I said, 50 in Detroit locations. Some of the new ones are having some really cool upgrades, like Belleville and Oak Park. They have new strength equipment there, as well as in Clinton Township and Southgate. So, like I said, find your nearest club, join today, in-club, online, or on the free Planet Fitness app. We're all strong on this planet, Planet Fitness.
Ball was flying at the ballpark last night. Tigers on a homestand before the All-Star break. Got a homer from Baez and McKinstry in there, too.
Javi with double-digit home runs.
Didn't do that either the last two seasons.
Nope.
He did it before the All-Star break. Talk Tigers coming up top of the hour. Ask you guys about prime days. If it's anything like my house, stuff's just going to show up the next couple days. Some of it will be helpful. Mm-hmm. A lot of it you're going to be oblivious to. But I'm curious if anything has shown up that you thought, this is ridiculous, we don't need this. Did you end up liking it, or do you have any hilarious stories? 248-539-9797.
I think we had like dog, like little booties or something once. It's like,
nah. Like shoes for the dog?
Well, yeah, like for rain, so you don't wipe the paws off when they come in.
Did you ever actually use them?
Yeah, the dog didn't like them. It's like, should I go try to like lick them all the time? It's like, all right, that's a waste.
I brought up Ninja Creamy. We never really ended up using it. All these kitchen gadgets, a balance board, it's like a standing desk thing. Jason Tatum's gummies for a sugar-free option. They ended up being fart gummies.
I farted.
248-539-9797. You brought up your story. Cindy bought all those jackets and then returned them. Texter says, ordering 5 jackets and returning 4 is the behavior that's going to make free returns go away. Don't do that. She's not the only one. Everybody's doing that.
Right. She's not wearing them and then...
No. But I think he's saying, because they have to pay for the shipping and they're going to stop doing it. Too late. Everybody's already doing this thing.
Right.
You buy something. I don't do this, but I see this at our house. You buy something... Oh, I liked it, or it wasn't the right size, or the fit wasn't right. Color's not what I thought.
Right, because you don't know.
It's not like a brick and mortar where you go in and try it on.
Right. You have to try. I mean, you have to try it on somewhere.
Yeah. Ticket Texter said, pasta maker. Thought it'd be a romantic gift. It was terrible. We used it once and gave it away. Ever bought those pasta makers?
No.
We bought one too. It's sitting in a cabinet somewhere.
I remember for a wedding when we were registered, we had like a bread maker, and I think we used it like once.
That's almost a different conversation. All these kitchen gadgets that you like have.
Well,
these
you know,
ideas.
It's a different conversation. I don't know, because we mentioned, the price of, bats and hockey sticks.
People are texting in about it.
Well, there are a lot. Golf equipment is ridiculous. I mean, what people pay for a driver, they come out with different ones every year, like the same brand or whatever they upgrade. A good driver these days are like, top of the line. They're like $600, $700 for a driver. Putters, these Scotty Cameron putters with, everything's, $300-$400 for a putter. Now, I'm the extreme. I believe that if you can putt with a putt-putt putter.
Sure.
But there are those, oh, no, you need the exact weight balance. Now, I can't. I'm not a good putter. So
no matter what.
Doesn't matter, no matter what club I have.
Well, that's the irony, and I think that's even what Tom was saying about these bats, these sticks, these
yes.
clubs. It's not going to make you a great golfer.
No.
Or a hockey player or a baseball player.
I 1,000% agree with you with putting.
Yeah,
like, I don't know about the mini miniature golf putter, but, like, you could get a used one and do just as good.
Yes.
Like, the old Odysseys and stuff. It's like, I've used a nice one and an old one. There's no difference.
There's no, exactly.
It's about your stroke.
You know, I think it's all mental more than anything else.
Well, putting is, yeah.
Yes.
Like, how about this? Ticket Texture says we had $4,000 worth of bats on our bench for a one-hit game.
Yeah, I've seen that. They've all got the new thing, and we get one hit.
Texture,
they don't swing at strikes.
$400 or more for your top bats, and these things break constantly now. Sticks are more expensive, and they break more often than bats, and you can't share sticks. People complaining on the Ticket Text about those prices.
That's why lacrosse, it used to be, I don't know if it still is, if you bought a lacrosse stick, like when you're 15, 16, these guys, like the professional lacrosse players, they use the same stick their whole life because they don't break for the most part.
Texter says something that they bought. Got a great deal, $20 bidet. Says it's the best $20 they've ever spent. They feel like a filthy Neanderthal when they use dry paper now. It's made me an insufferable elitist. The bidet
$20 bidet? How can a bidet be just $20?
That price seems way off.
Yeah, or unless it's a portable bidet.
But then you don't need to do any toilet dunking, which people want to know, will that be in the drop tournament?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think so. No. What about apartment and Canadian bacon sucks? Chris in Bloomfield.
Canadian bacon sucks is from John, right? Apartment was...
That's Juan Gonzalez.
Juan Gonzalez.
So I was working when he did his press conference. And the second he said that, I'm like, that's gold.
Yeah. Yeah.
The fact that he admitted he's not buying a house here. No, apartment.
Apartment. Yes.
People want to know, is Steve Yzerman's no and no in the drop tournament? Again, a week from tomorrow.
I'm only putting together the vintage ones. Hatchett and those guys, I'll put together the other.
So you
brackets.
Will have a say in the classic region.
The
Stoney and Wojo region,
yes,
16 seeds.
Right.
In that region, okay.
I would.
Are you going to confer with Tom? I know he's a big part of this.
Some of it,
They never ask me. They don't care what I think. Okay, so I do believe that Steve Yzerman, no and no, might be one of the best quotes from a sports person this year. And there's always good to... Got a variety in the field.
Mm-hmm.
You do.
It could get on a run.
It could.
By the way,
I mean, you have Heather's I farted, and then it's Steve Yzerman, no and no.
I farted.
The McKinstry play is the top play in plays of the day.
From SportsCenter last night.
Yeah. And they also had the Riley Green catch in there.
That was great. They had Scott Harris on, and he had to stop mid-sentence.
Yes.
Hell of a catch by Riley Green. We'll talk Tigers real quick. One more phone call. Chris, you've been waiting. You're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
Hey, really enjoy your guys' show. I had a funny story. My wife had had something delivered to our house, and much like you guys had said, I had very much have the same situation. I'll show up at home, and there'll be something at the door. No idea what it is. You know, the standard operation is just pick it up, put it on the table, or whatever. My wife went ahead and was showing me something she was actually going to purchase for me. I play golf a little bit here and there, nothing crazy, but she showed me I needed a new golf bag. She showed me the golf bag. It came with three clubs, which was kind of weird, but there was nothing in the picture that was showing any kind of scale. So this thing showed up, and it's in a box, of course, but it's like, we're like, what the heck is this? Because we couldn't really kind of realize, you know, she was ordering various stuff, but we're like, what the heck is this? No idea what it was. Open this thing up. And this bag must have been like a kid's first set. Because it had a little driver, a little 7-iron, and a little putter. It came with like, you know, a beginner set. But this thing, it literally was probably a foot and a half off the ground, and it was just funny because she thought she was doing me a big favor, but it showed up and it was just this little kid's bag. So we got a good kick out of it.
Were you able to return it?
We didn't. It wasn't a big expenditure by any means. It was like $10.
And oh, well, that so should have been your first clue or her first
clue.
Yeah,
well, yeah. And then hindsight being 2020, you know, you're going back. You're like, hey, what a great deal on shipping and things like that. It was funny because my daughter actually came over the following weekend and kind of picked up around the house, and she's put it away, and I have no idea where it is. I'm never going to find it.
If you find it, I'm sure Colin could use it at some point. Thanks for the phone call. 248-539-9797. Tiger Baseball next, 97.1.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.